Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice.
Did you know that breathing is not only a necessity in singing, but it can also make your songs better and actually sound more beautiful? Even while you're breathing, your breath has a lot to do with, of course, how you're going to sing out. What has to come out also first needs to come in. So if you don't have air, there's going to be no vibration of your vocal cords because they can't really be pushed to be vibrate. So air is essential, we all know. But how you breathe and how your breath actually sounds is very important. So what if you didn't hear any breathing? That would be a little bit strange. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you so. And you're the most terrible person in the world because I hate you. I don't know. For me, it doesn't sound very convincing because in real life, and if you watch any actor out there, when they say, I hate you, you destroyed my life, it's more like, the breath is very important. So,
I hate you because you destroyed my life.
Yeah.
I need to sing more in minor. Sing in more in minor. Cause I hate you. Yes, I hate you. Yes, I hate you so much.
So as you see, the way your breath sounds has a lot to do with like the mood you're in and what you're wanting to bring across. What emotion, what mindset, what's the story behind it? It's really strange when your breathing doesn't really fit together with what you're actually singing about. And here's another thing. When you need intensity, I think that intensity of breath really helps. Now, always having established the basics of good breathing, meaning you have a tall and lifted posture, you extend your ribs, you really take a deep breath way down into your back, you expand. And then you have well-supported outward breath and good compression. But on top of that, you really want to think about the sound of your breath. Now, on the other hand, if I wanted to sing something like this,
I am so sad because it hurts me. You hurt me. I'm so desperate, you see.
I mean, see how my breath really fit together? And I think only because I paid attention to my breath and my airflow and I let it be in the emotion that I'm in, did I also have that a little bit of a fry onset and sometimes a little bit of breathiness. That is your breath that you're allowing to come into the sound of your voice. So if I sang that same bit without letting the breath into the sound of my voice, it would be a little bit robotic.
I am so sad. I want to die because you ripped my heart out. And you destroyed my life.
I just don't know. It gives it a whole different flavor. So, I mean, there might be those instances where very intentionally you don't want to have a lot of sound of your breath and air in there. But there are times when you might intentionally want to do it.
I am so sad. I am so and know that life will go on. Yes, I know that life will go on. Yes, I know. 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 Life will go on, and I will meet someone new. It will be happy, it will be pretty, and I will enjoy my life so much. Oh yeah!
So this was just a fun little demonstration. Let the sound of your breath into your voice. Be intentional about what you do with the sound of your breath, because it can really add to your songs. If you want more free resources, check out my website, masteryourvoice.tv. I have a free 7 days to perfect support challenge. I also have a 5-day belting challenge. And also, if you have not read my book yet, it's also called Master Your Voice, and you can get it on Amazon. It's very motivational. It's going to help you just get into the mindset of how do I really make my voice the best it can possibly be. Always keep on singing and always keep a song in your heart.